First Samuel chapter 10. Many years ago, we organized a competition in which we had to go to various places in the city, for example, a store or a garden, and find a specific object that the organizer had hidden in advance, and we had to find it because it had a clue for the next place, and so on, until we found the clue to reach the final destination. Whoever arrived first won a modest prize. After being anointed, Samuel points out to Saul a series of encounters to finally reach a procession of prophets to which he was to join. The process may have been similar to the competition we mentioned earlier, but the prize was certainly not. Saul followed the instructions step by step, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him with power and was transformed into another man. Samuel had anointed him with oil, but God anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Fast forward to the New Testament. There is no complicated series of steps to follow. When we hear and trust in Christ Jesus as our only and sufficient Savior, we are immediately sealed with the Holy Spirit, who from the moment on dwells within us. We say our only Savior because Acts 4:12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." We also say sufficient Savior because his blood shed on the cross cleanses us from all sin. Christ paid the full price of our redemption. There's nothing more to add. Nothing else should be added either. It's our only and sufficient Savior.